U.S. President Barack Obama has announced that White House Press Secretary Jay Carney is leaving his post. Carney had been Obama's press secretary since 2011. The announcement comes just hours after Obama accepted the resignation of Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki amid a high-profile scandal. Portugal's Constitutional Court has rejected some of the austerity measures proposed in the government's 2014 national budget. The opposition has welcomed the ruling and called for the president's intervention. Portugal exited a three-year international bailout program worth 78 billion euros just 2 weeks ago. The U.S. is seeking more than $10 billion from France's biggest bank over charges that it violated sanctions on Iran and other countries. It is one of the biggest penalties ever imposed on a financial institution. The National Front Party is urging the government to protect the interests of the millions of depositors. A young anti-government protester has been killed by the security forces in Cairo. The incident happened in a neighborhood of the Egyptian capital that's known to be a stronghold of the Muslim Brotherhood. The security forces have also attacked protesters in several other provinces. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for an end to the bloodshed in Ukraine. Putin made the remarks in a phone call with his French president counterpart, that is, François Hollande. Putin also urged Kiev and armed pro-Russia groups to start talks to end the crisis. Syrians have held a demonstration in the western city of Idlib in a show of support for the government. The demonstrators also rejected any foreign intervention in Syria's internal affairs. Syrians are getting prepared for the country's first multi-candidate presidential election scheduled for June the 3rd. The UN Food Agency warns that over 10 million people are going hungry in Yemen. The World Food Programme says the country has one of the highest rates of malnutrition among children. Yemen is one of the world's poorest countries and has witnessed political instability since 2012.